Sugya of Kruti, Colgate, Shieshalov, a Kruti Possel, Chutz Megitei Noshim, Shechurei Avodim, Maisa Shevilf, Nev Gamliel, Tfaru, Tunoi, Get Ishova, you Eda Vede Kutim Vihirshim. Mishnah says that if you have a get that has one aid, that's a Kruti, of course it doesn't mean there's only one aid on the whole get. There's an aid, the regular Yisrael, plus one of the two aidim is an aid Kruti. It's possible. Except by Gitei Nashim Shechurei Avadim. Right, first of all, just to tell you the taich of Kruti, any time the word Kruti is mentioned in the Mishnayos, it refers to a Yid. Someone who has a Din Yisrael. The Kutim themselves came to Eretz Yisrael in the Zman of the Bayis Rishon, 500-600 years before the Mishnah was written. And at that time, the Kutim, they were Goyim, who were moved to Eretz Yisrael, and they had Tzaris, they had lions were attacking them, and they felt it's because they're not Yidden, they're in Eretz Yisrael, so they were Megayim. And there was a machlaikis if kutim gerei emesayim or kutim gerei arayusayim. That's a machlaikis tanoim. If the kutim, when they were megayir, is it gerei emes? Were they really megayir and they have a din of yidin? Or kutim gerei arayusayim? Yeah. Are the kutim gerei arayus? The lions made them be megayir, they're not gerim, and they're goyim. Anytime in Mishnayos, I think there are 6 or 7 places in Shas where Kutim are mentioned. Every Mishnah, as far as I know in Shas, paskins Kutim Gerei Emesheim. It's Mishnah in Brachis that says that Kuti Mizamnin Alav, you could be Mizamnin on a Kuti. In the beginning of the third parak in Ksubis, there's a Mishnah that says, talks about a Kuti getting a Knas, somebody who's Ma'anis and Mafata, a Kuti gets a Knas. There's a Mishnah in Darim about Kutim who make, somebody who makes a neder, Megel Kutim. In our Mishnah, there are a number of Mishnayos and Shas that talk about Kutim. And as far as I know, every Mishnah paskins Kutim, Gerei, and the same. And therefore, the word Kuti in Mishnayos always means a Yid. Now, it's a little funny because if you take a Mishnah Bura and it says the word Kuti, it's just another word for Guy, another word for Nachri. Very often, in the writing today, if you look in a Rishon or an Achra, and very often it says Kuti, it's just another phrase for a God. So there's a Sugya in Chulin. The Sugya in Chulin says that they discovered Avodah Zarah hidden in the homes of the Kutim, and Loizazul Misham Acha Asom Akam Gimurim. The Mishnah says that, the Gemara says that Chazal or Geyser, that the Kutim should have din of Akum, that Shkitoson is Psula, and Yainam is Yayin Nesach. And that's why when we see the word Kuti, we usually assume that a Kuti is a God. The Rambam in the Arach HaZaka, the Rambam, I don't think he brings Kuti anywhere except here by Gittin, which if we have time we'll get to yet. But basically he doesn't bring down this Kutim, because the Kutim, whatever it says in all the Mishnayos about Kutim, it's not Negeya, because Bizman Azeh, they have a din of Goy. But while we're learning the Mishnah and the Gemara, we're not going with Bizman Azeh, we're going with the Mishnah. The Mishnah is assuming that they're Jews, that they have a din of a Yid. And the whole Gemara is assuming they have a din of a Yid. So we're working with the assumption that the Kutim are Yid. And the Kutim were not Zohir in all mitzvahs. They were only Zohir in certain mitzvahs that were Ksivi, mitzvahs like the Tzedukim later, that they were Zohir only in the mitzvahs that say in the Torah. And even then, only some, not every mitzvah, but the Gemara has the machlaikis, which mitzvahs they were zahir. If we can assume they're zahir in all of them or not, or some. So our Mishnah says that a kuti on a shtar is possible, on a get is kosher. Now, if it's kosher on a get, obviously it's a yid. if he's pasul on a shtar, why is he pasul on a regular shtar? So Rashi says, "Ekuti pasul the chashidia eidu sheker." Now that Rashi is really a big problem. Rashi says, "Kutim achashudim eidu sheker." So Pnei Shua says he doesn't understand what's going on with Rashi. Like Rashi ignores the whole Gemara. He says, "Kutim, why are they pasul? They're gazlan and eidu sheker. They lie. They're eidu sheker." So for, what do you mean? The whole Gemara declares Kutim is in a mitzvah of Zikuba, a mitzvah loy of Zikuba. Rashi just says, they're shakranim. The Tana, the Mishnah, saw they were shakranim, so he said, you can't use them for shtaris. I said, it's nothing to do with Zikuba, loy of Zikuba. They're shakranim, they're shakranim. So, give him a Gemara. There's another kash. If you have a yid, a full-fledged yid, that's choshed a'edu sheker. Let's say you have a yid who's choshed a'edu sheker. Is he kosher to write, to sign a get? A'edu kedushin. You want to call up a kedushin. Call up a yid who's choshed on a'edu sheker? No such thing. Anybody who's choshed on a'edu sheker, on Zayla, is possible a'edus. So what's going on? For the Sopnei Shura asked this as well. That if the Chshidiyah the Sheker v'maisa, they're Shakranim. So I don't understand. So the Pnei Yeshua, so of course they're puzzled for Gittin. They're puzzled for Gittin. Why? Because they're liars. The Chshidiyah the Sheker. Even a Yid, even a regular Yid, not a Kuti, who's Choshed on being a Sheker, is puzzled for Eidus. You can't say any Eidus.
Why? That they're not
the key and
they rely
on
they are. That's
the shaki that they're
not the
first. What do you mean? They're not the key and therefore.
They'll
see they are. Because they're not. Because they make mistakes. Oh, so that's a good shot. All right, first let me tell Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua says that this Rashi is going after the Maskana, that the Mishnah is going to the Rebbe Elazar, who says, Ein b'kiyum b'tzeduke mitzvahs. This Rashi is going after the Maskana, so don't be matmi on the Shaka Vatari of the Gemara. So there's nothing to do with the Rashi, only is going with the Maskana. So lay Rebbe Elazar that they're not so here, so lay him the Chshidiyah the Shek. So that answers the first kasha, that how do you learn the Sugya if they're in fact Chashudim? It's not clear to me how the Pnei Yeshua means to answer the second kasha. The kasha, there's the Chshidiyah the Shek and Mamela the Psulim. Anybody understand how that answers? I don't follow how that answers. The kasha that if the chashidi a sheker, then they're memela pasul for a get, no different than a yid. So I don't understand how the Pnei was answering that by saying this Rashi is going to Rebbe Elazar. I don't follow that. However, we could learn, and I forgot where I saw this. I saw this in one of the Mefarshei Gemara. That they're ein bekiyum b'dikduke mitzvahs. These are not crooks. They're not crooks. No reason to say a kuti is a crook. They're just not bekiyum b'dikduke mitzvahs. That means, for example, we say an aid, so to be an aid, you have to know it yourself personally. Aid in the PA is possible. Or aid from an umdina is possible. The kutim, Rashi doesn't mean that they're crooks. The chashidi ha'ed sheker, because they're crooked people. No, Rashi means the chashidi ha'ed sheker, because they don't know, they don't care about the deduke mitzvahs. So since they don't care about these deduke mitzvahs, so what are they? They're gonna come and say this, and they really know it only secondhand from somebody they trust. And they'll pretend as if they know it firsthand, and they'll think that that's mutter. The Gemara actually, in Masechet Shavuos, says, how do you know? Like if your Rebbe tells you, assuming you trust your Rebbe tells you that Pliny owes me money, and I can't prove it. So say this that you know. So Gemara says, how do you know you're not going to do that? You're not really cheating anybody. Talmud Leimer Midvar Sheker Tirchak. As the Gemara have a meaning, you know something's true, so yeah, you're going to best to say it, even if you don't know firsthand. Gemara has such a tzav. Or if you have three people, someone lent money to three people, $100 to each. So one person, and then another person's denying it, so they have no witnesses. So two of them will say, hey, this, that the third one was the lawyer, Ramalva, and he owes 300 to him. And what are they doing wrong? They're just doing what's emes. There's certain parts of Hilchus Eidus which even if you're honest, you might make a mistake if you don't know Dikduke Mitzvahs. So the Pshat and the Rashi may be that Hashivi Eidus Sheker, not because they're Ganav, but because they don't know Eidikim Dikduke Mitzvahs. They don't learn Dikduke Mitzvahs. But that could be the Pshat and Rashi, right? And that doesn't, they're not possible Eidus, forget. Because if they don't know certain dinim, they're on certain dinim. The psul of being possible Eidus is somebody who's kosher on a avera sheba mammon. He's going to do an avera for money. Yeah. Okay. The Gemara brings the three mandiyamim, mani masnisim, like Tana Kamal, or Belazlav Shimagam Liel, the Tanya, Matas Kuti Muteres. Just touch, if you don't mind. There are two things here about matzah, right? Let's touch. Matzah is kuti muteres. V'adam yaitze b'yidech avasi b'pesach. Is that redundant? Is that too dinim? Matzah is kuti muteres. Matzah is kuti is mutetir on Pesach. V'yaitze b'yidech avasi b'pesach. It could be yaitze on Pesach. They're both the same. So there are two different dinim. Matzah kuti muteres means it's not chametz, and odav yaitze b'yidech avasi b'pesach means that the shimur l'shma, you could be yaitze the first night, the chiyuv of right. There's two separate dinim. There's one din of one is iser chametz. For iser chametz, there you can trust them that it's not an iser chametz. And the second is mitzvah matzah. For mitzvah matzah, you can trust them that you can be yaitzi day mitzvah. Right? Two separate things. What? You could just, so it's like, I guess, it's like lo yizuavsu, Tosfos says. Lo yizuavsu katani, yashmina b'kim b'shim l'shem matzah. So it's like, it's not all, you could have just said the second one, Tanaka. So it's telling you two demons. One and then the other. Now, Tosfos matzas kuti. If you look in the Achrenim on the Sugya, this is the main chiddush of this Sugya, there'll be a number of inyanim. Taisis and Timer, Taisis has two kashas. Well, I'm going to skip to the second kasha, hopefully we'll come back to the first one. Taisis second and Timer. Amai yaitza ba yedei chayva, dimala shama l'shei matza, d'chshidi alif ne'iver. That's Tesis Kasha. Given time our Tesis. Amai yotze v'yedei chayva dilma loy shamer l'shem matzah d'chshidi alif neira. So what's the Kasha? How am I allowed to trust them to do what? How am I allowed to trust them to give me matzah shmura? How can I trust them to give me matzah shmura? They don't care about lifnei either, because we know the kutim, the gemara says, didn't care about lifnei either. I see them mechshol. So the kutim didn't care about lifnei either. How can I trust them? Why doesn't Tosfos say, how can I trust them to give me any matzah? Matzah's kutim muteres. Why does Tosfos ask, amai yotzi b'decha? We said there are two dinim in the mission, in the price. One, matzah's kutim muter, it's not chametz. Two, which has to do with the lav of Lo Seichel Chametz, and one, Yotzei Bechavasi, you could trust them that it's Shamar, which has to do with the Mitzvah Sasei of Berev Tetel Matzah.
Don't we say that they became in the
Bekiyim, but they don't care about Lefnei either. It's even though for themselves, the Bekiyim, they don't mind giving me a Chametz. What? I understand, but what's Tosfos Kasha? Tosfos is in Tanakama. Tanakama said that kutim are zahir in this mitzvah. The matzah, chametz, they're zahir. So So Fractaisvis, they themselves are Zahir, fine. But how can I trust them to give me Matzah Shmura the night of Pesach? Maybe it's Lifnei Yiver. So the Kasha is, why didn't Taisa say that right away on Chametz? On the first day of the Mishnah. How can I trust them to ever give me any Matzah to eat? Forget that Shemur. How can I trust them? It's not Chametz.
But then you have to ask the question.
What?
The answer is going to be the
same answer. So why did Taisa ask the Kasha on the second day, not on the first day?
Because there's a bigger Kiddush in the second question with the second answer. Because when you're dealing with, he's just talking about the concept of Chametz.
The Kuti is all here and not only Chametz, Tashbisu. Sounds like a good tarot. Sounds like the tarot. If he gives it to me on Pesach, how does he own it? Do you know where it's discussion? The Marshal, the Marshal, the Marshif. All ask discussion. Why Tosh this on the second and not on the first? What? And therefore, it's a bigger chiddush.
Why? They wouldn't do that.
Why? They're chashem lefnei. They don't care. I don't think. I think the chashidi b'chal. I don't think. Once it's. But I mean, I'm talking now. I don't know what. But even though Shimon goes a third time, but even though Shimon Gamliel, he still holds in a chashid de chashid on Lifnei Yiver. Lifnei Yiver is still chashid.
Once he's medacting
something, he's medacting. But not in other people. The only medacting for themselves, not for others. They're still chashid on Lifnei Yiver.
Why can't you just say the actual physical making
the last of it? It's harder. Maybe that lives in the Teretz. What they basically say is, maybe along the lines of what Svi was saying before, is that for Matzah, you could say that it would be easy to say that the Kuti is eating from it also. Kuti is also eating from it. Or that the Kuti is, or that you saw the Shmira, that a person observed, and he saw that it's not Chametz. Yaiti Dev Chavasa, you can't see. And that's why. Well, you have to remember, Tosis in the previous Teret said it took him to Isas Yisrael that was given over to the Kuti to bake. So Marsha says, Kivin Isas Yisrael, Mistama Hikar Ba Dola Yechnitza. There are ways to tell. So that's right. But one thing comes out clear from Tosfos, especially after the Marsha, the Marshal, and the Rav Shif, is that Tosfos is talking about the mitzvah saseh, not the mitzvah leis saseh. Without that, would be clear also. But clear that. That Taisus here is talking about the mitzvah saseh of achilas matzah, or berav techel matzis, and legabi them mitzvah saseh, Taisus is saying that they're choshen al lifnei yiver and it's a prav. What? Mashas teretz is that the yid could be makir, could tell if it's a sifa. He's there b'shas ma'is. And what? You can't tell Shomer. Shomer is a person's light. How could you tell? There's a question regarding the rice of Lifnei Yiver. If the Issa Lifnei Yiver Leisitei Michshol applies only to Leisaseis or even to Mitzvaseis. In Shas, you don't find anywhere Lifnei Yiver by Mitzvaseis. Gemara mentions Minay Shalai Yashit Yayin Lenazir. It's Lefnei Yiver. Gemara says giving Avodah Zara, Tashmishi Avodah Zara to someone. It's Lefnei Yiver. All by Lois essays. In Shas, Lefnei Yiver Leisite Mishal is always found Vagabi Alav. In other words, someone's going to do an Aveira. Lagabi, he's going to do it. He's going to do what Lois essays. He's going to do an Aveira. He needs something to do it with. You're giving him the wine, he's a nazir, he's going to drink the wine. You give him the veil, he's going to eat the nevela. That's what Lifnei Iver has always mentioned. Lagabi mitzvah saseh, it's not in Shas, it doesn't say anywhere that if you cause someone to not be mekayim a mitzvah saseh, that there's an isser of Lifnei Iver. The makar, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz brings here in the Shaarei Chaim, I think it's Siman Lamed, that the makar that by mitzvah says this Lifnei Iver is Taisus Didan, is our Taisus. Our Taisus talks about the mitzvah of Erev Taisus Lomatzus, and he says that the kutim are chosher on Lifnei Iver, therefore they would give it to you. Taisus Klar is saying that if you're Zohar on Lifnei Iver, then you wouldn't give it to somebody. Which means that our Taisus is saying that Lifnei Iver applies to mitzvah saseis as well. What's the svara to be mechalik? What?
It's a culture thing. My question is, whether there's a chiyuv or not, it's a culture thing. That's the same. In my case, there, even Yisrael doesn't have to be machzor. We are. It's not
like a through Taisus. It's very hard to learn that old Taisus. Taisus is tachshiyah Lifnei Iver. Therefore, they'll give you the matzah. They'll give you matzah shein a shmura, and you're going to eat it as matzah shmura, and you'll miss out on berach taisel matzah.
How is this not being
Well, he's missing out on the mitzvah saseh. What you're really doing is explaining a svara. Why should there be a svara to be mechalek and lifnei iver between saseis and lois saseis? Because by a lois saseh, you're giving him the abeira. You're giving him the ayin he's going to drink. Here, you're just preventing him from doing what? Yeah, if he thinks he's yaitzer with this, he's going to be. Tais is going on the case where he thinks he's going to be yaitzer with this. The Gemara is going yaitzer lechasi b'teisa. The Gemara is going on a case where a man needs it to be yaitzer lechasi b'teisa. Why it is lefnei iver? To you, it's very, very strong. There shouldn't be lifnei iver. It's funny because I was thinking that the svarah chitzayna is lifnei iver l'sita mishul. Now I have a chemik in someone's avera, so it's an avera l'maisa. You see, it's an avera bainus, so an avera bainus is the lifnei iver. Why shouldn't that be lifnei iver? It's different. Why shouldn't it be lifnei iver? So Reb Chaim Shmulevitz Taka has a hesver. I'm not sure that you. Reb Chaim asks from two other Gemaras. I'll mention one, the easier one. The Gemara is Sukkah Daf Yud Amid Beis. The Gemara there has a case with has a machlaikis. If Noi Sukkah is hanging from the Schach lower than Dalat Fachim. If you have Noi Sukkah within Dalat Fachim of the Schach, it doesn't pass all the Sukkah. If you have Noi Sukkah that hangs lower than Dalat Fachim, that Noi Sukkah passes the Schach above it. And if that's in a way that would ruin the Sukkah, it could pass all the Sukkah. So that you can have Noi Sukkah lower than Dalat Fachim, which passes the Sukkah. So the Gemara is a machlokes. Rav Nachman held, Noi Sukkah never passes a Sukkah. It's bottled to the Schach, it never passes it. And Rav Chista and Rabba Bar Rav Huna held that it does passel the Schach. So the Gemara tells a story that once Rav Chista and Rabba Bar Rav Huna were traveling, and they came to Rav Nachman on Sukkis, and he gave them a place to sleep in a Sukkah. Shenayeha Walamata Midalat Fachim. And they slept there. And the next morning, Reb Nachman said, "Oh, you must have changed your mind. You're sleeping here." So they answered him. Remember what they answered him? He says shluchei mitzvah no, and the shluchei mitzvah p'tur min hasukkah. We happen to be we're shluchei mitzvah right now. We're p'tur min hasukkah. That's why this is the only sukkah we have. So we slept here, even though it's not a sukkah. As I state in Gemara. So the Rishonim. So the question is, why wasn't Rav Nachman lefi shitasai that he thought he's giving them something that's pasul l'shitasam? Why wasn't he ever on lefnei either? L'chayre, he was ever on lefnei either. The what? That what? That the next morning they gave him the tariff. But Rav Nachman l'shitasai should have understood that for them it's a chaticha di sura, shavi and arshed, and for them it's a pasul l'soka. The Ritva, when he asked the Kasha, when the Ritva asked the Kasha, the Ritva asks this Kasha, Bezal Lashon. He says, Rav Nachman would have thought that they're making a bracha in the Sukkah. Making a bracha, they're going into the Sukkah. It's Lifnei there on the bracha of Atala. That's how the Ritva asked the Kasha. Ritva says, how could Rav Nachman let them use such a Sukkah? They're going to go into the sukkah thinking it's good. They're going to make a bracha on the sukkah. He's able to neither on the bracha. What? No, but Rav Nachman didn't know that the night before. When they came, and the question is on Rav Nachman. How could Rav Nachman put them into such a sukkah, which lately did who was possible? The bracha is going to be a bracha of atola l'shitasam, and therefore it's l'shitasam. Now, from the fact that he asked the kasha this way, why did he ask the kasha? Why did he ask the bracha of atola for? He says it's going to be a bracha of atola, and therefore it's going to be l'shitasam. If I say from the ritva that the etzem sitting in the sukkah is not l'shitasam, why does he say the bracha? Ritva is asking the kasha l'shitasam. So then he says l'shitasam because they're sitting in the sukkah. That's possible like that. What? It's a bit lasse. Sukkah is not sukkah. Any time your person eats on sukkah, it's a mitzvah kiyumis. If you want, you don't have to eat. You don't have to eat. You don't have to sleep. But any time you go to eat, it becomes a chiyuv to be in a sukkah. If you're not in the sukkah, the sukkah is teshu shivas yamim, all 7 days. So why didn't the mitzvah ask like that? What? So if I can't, instead of saying Rav Nachman, he's over on them on the day either. But he knew like that, it's not kosher.
If I cook something in my house, and someone comes into my house.
And you know the shitasa, it's no good.
According to me, it's good. And according to everybody else,
so you have to tell him that for him, it's no good. You have to tell him. You know, Sfaradim, Amakbid, Ambishalakum, there's not enough a yid with the fire. The shita of the Mother Beis Yosef is that the yid has to put the food on the fire. So if someone comes to your house and you're sending on that kula, before you feed him, you have to tell him. That's not kosher for you. Not kosher for me. Anyway, the Ritva Meister, the point is the Ritva asked the kasha. You can say it's not a kasha, it is a kasha. But the Ritva asked the kasha, it's Lifnei Iver. But he asked Lifnei Iver on the bracha. Why does he say it's Lifnei Iver on the sukkah itself? So the Ritva holds, there's no Lifnei Iver by Mitzvah Saseh. Not like our Tosfos. So then Reb Chaim brings down a Shtickel Torah to make that Tosis and Ritva don't argue. Because our Tosis seems to say there is no Neva by Mitzvah. Ritva and Sukkah says there's no Neva by Mitzvah. So Reb Chaim Shalevitz brings a Shtickel Torah. I had a lot of Hanoah from this Torah because it's word for word something that we sort of built from a Rebbe Chanan. It goes back to Pesachim in the rules of Lifnei Iver, and it's very similar to a Dibur Smaishim, Masechta Shabbos. Two dinim of Lifnei Iver, anybody remember? Two dinim of Lifnei Iver? Huh? Right, Lifnei Iver, Lasitin Nechshol. There are two parts of Lifnei Iver. You should know this anytime you bump into Lifnei Iver. It's Lifnei Iver, Ben Adon Lachaveira, Ben Adon Lamakim. What's the Aveira? If you give somebody treifus deeds, that's a ben adam l'chaveira dika Aveira? Because the Maisi did him an injustice. If he gave him something, he's going to burn for it. Or is it a ben adam l'mokim dika Aveira? That is a ben adam l'mokim that you caused an Aveira to be done? So the Yisrael of Rabbi Chanan and Rav Meisha and Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitzir is that it's both. There are two dinim on the Eiver. There are two averis you're doing. One is that you're giving him an Eitzah Ra, that you're giving him a bad Eitzah. If you give him something that will make, give him an upset stomach, it's Lefnei Iver, right? You give him a bad Eitzah. If somebody asks you directions, you give him the wrong directions. You're not Lefnei Iver. So if you give someone treifus to eat, so you're Iver on two dinim. One on the Issel Lefnei Iver, which is an Isser Ben Adam Le Chavei, right? And one on the Lefnei Iver, which is an Isser Ben Adam Lamakim. You're Iver on both. On the Minimum Chavei, right? Dikadin. And on the Bein Adam Lamakim Dikadin. There are two parts to Lefnei Iver Lefnei Iver. Okay? There's the Bein Adam Lachavei, right? Which is you're giving a bad Eitzah. And there's been Adam Lamakai, which is that you're being mishtatef in an Avera, you're giving Yayin to another. Okay, what's an Afkamina between the two parts? Or be a Hechatimter, it's an Afkamina. What? If you give bad directions, that would only be Ben Alachavera and not Ben Adam Lamakai. Okay, good. There were two dinim that are chidushim based on this. One, if you give a person an issa derabbanan to eat, you give someone bishul akum to eat, are you over a deraisa dekalifnei iver? Are you over an issa deraisa of lifnei iver? You give someone an issa derabbanan. Tosfos and Avodah Zarah and Daf Chaf says you're over deraisa. If you give someone an issa derabbanan to eat, you hear this? Yeah. I think I mentioned when I did it in Ma'aseh Shehaya, I was in the country. The stories you should remember. You can forget everything else. But I just remember the story. I was in Swan Lake when I was a bacher. My parents had a house in Swan Lake. Someone bought a new house. There's a meeting. If you bought one of the bungalows on the road, you gave kiddush. Nice meeting. So he gave Kiddush, the first Shabbos of the summer. So he invited the postmaster of the Swan Lake post office. You know, the post office opposite the pizza store where everyone parks and they're not supposed to. That's Swan Lake, you don't mind. So the postmaster is a Jewish fellow, Freyid. So he invited him and his wife to come to the Kiddush. So we were sitting there and this guy, this Yid, walks in to the Kiddush. So the Balabas says to him, where's your wife? My wife didn't come. So fine. He ate kosher, he ate some cholent, some kugel, you know, as a fact the Yid he was. And then he's leaving. So when he's leaving, the Balabas says, oh, take some kugel home for your wife. So he gives him a plate, some kugel to carry home to his wife. So one of my friends turns to me and says, is he allowed to do that? Yeah. There's no way I'm Swan Lake. There's no way I'm Swan Lake. So I told him it would be better that the Balabas should carry the kugel himself to the wife than if he gives it to the postmaster. Because if he carries it himself, he's Ivan Adurabana. Because Swan Lake certainly doesn't have 600,000, doesn't have 6,000 people. So Swan Lake is the Zichashik is Adurabana. So if he carries it himself, he's Ivan Adurabana. If he gives it to the postmaster to carry on to his wife, he's over Lefnei Iver Leisita Mirshol, which is the Mitzvah Deraisa. Now the problem is, it's illogical. What's the logic to that? If I do it myself, it's a Drabbanan. If I give it to him to do, it's a Deraisa. Tosa says, Lefnei Iver of a Drabbanan is a Mitzvah Deraisa. So what's Pshat? Zot Rabbi Chanan, Rabbi Chaim Shmuel Levitzir says the same thing, that it's a deraisa in the Bein Adam Lamakai in half of the Avera. It can't be more than a Drabbanan. The whole Avera is a Drabbanan. So you're helping him do a Drabbanan, it can't be more than a Drabbanan. But in the Bein Adam Lachavera half, it's deraisa. You're giving him a bad Eitzah. You're telling him, carry this home. You're giving him a bad Eitzah. Giving him a bad Eitzah, the Bein Adam Lachavera, the Kechelik, that Chelik of it is an Isser. Is an issa deraisa. So when you give him a derabbanan, just like if you would give him something if you give him something to eat that'll cause him to have an upset stomach, Yaivan Lefnei Iver, you're giving him a bad eitzah. If you give him an issa derabbanan, it's also a bad eitzah. See, over on the Ben Adam Lachaveira, the Kechelik. I'm asking.
Explain why I intend now why it's so logical.
If I give him, let's say, give him something to eat that's going to get him sick, am I ever in Aveira? Yeah, if I eat it myself, I'm not ever in Aveira.
I understand that.
You have been on the Chaveira, you to their eyes.
But how did the Ben Adam Chaveira start? Because the same way that the Ben Adam Chaveira is only that bottom.
The whole Ben Adam is based on that,
have to be the
rest. It's the Maisa to
Be'er Eitzah.
The Maisa to Be'er Eitzah.
The Be'er
Eitzah is. Well, what's it? Why it's a Be'er Eitzah?
It's all based on the Ben Adam. It's based on that.
I don't see the problem. The Maisa to Be'er
Eitzah?
It's also Midrash Rabbanan. So the Maisa to Be'er Eitzah that I'm giving him. Is
it? It's a flaw, it's based on that.
All right. Anyway, that's Tyson Sheikha. The the other nafkamina was a guy. If you give a guy Eiver Menachai, says in Psachim we had a Hamosha Yayin Lenoza Eiver Menachai Leben Noach Yoiver Mishum Sneivel Lesita Mishum. If you give a guy an Isser. If you give a guy an issa to eat, you're over on lifnei iver. So again, Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz writes, and Rav Chanan said the same thing, that to a guy, there's no dinei bein adam l'chaveira. The rules of bein adam l'chaveira generally don't apply, unless there's a riboy. Guess al akum is also because of a riboy akra. But all the other aveiras, they don't apply to goyim. Bein adam l'chaveira, generally, bein adam l'chaveira, the aveiras don't apply to goyim unless there's a riboy akra. So the Bein Adam L'Chaveira here from Lifnei Iver does not apply to Goy. But the Bein Adam L'Makan here, that does apply. And that's why, if you give a Goy Eiver Menachai, you're Eiver. Nachkamina. If you would give a Goy something that's also to him Midrabanan, what would be the din? Is there Lifnei Iver? If you give a Goy something that's also to him midrabanan, is there any lifnei iver d'oraisa? Comes out no. Why? The bein adam l'makan here doesn't apply to d'rabanan. Bein adam l'chaveira here doesn't apply to goyim. So if you give a guy and this is d'rabanan, in that iver with this it's answered. The Turi Evans kasha. The Gemara says, how do you know you're not allowed to teach Torah to a guy? It says Mishpatim Bal Yadom. That how do you know I can't teach Torah to a guy? Mishpatim Bal Yadom. Frank the Turi Evan. That it's Lifnei Iver. Akum Shalom at Chayav Misa. A guy who learns is Chayav Misa. So why isn't it Lifnei Iver to teach a guy Torah? However, the Isser of a guy learning Torah, the Rambam says, only in Isser Rabbanan. It's not one of the Sheva Mitzvahs. So Mimela, it's answered the Turi Evan's kasha. Turi Evan asked that teaching a guy Torah should be Lifnei Iver, because the guy's not allowed to learn. Now it's good, this is an Issa Drabana. So Ben Olam Lamokim, there is. Just as by Drabana is Ben Olam Lachaveira, but by a guy there's no Ben Olam Lachaveira, so everything is good. Comes Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, and he says, Be'etzem, by a mitzvah saseh, there is no lifnei iver. Because of the svara that there's the etzem of the bein adam lamakim dekechelik, there's no lifnei iver by mitzvah saseh. However, at etzah ra, there still is by mitzvah saseh. There's still lifnei iver of giving a bad etzah. If somebody asks you for matzah the night of Pesach, and you give him matzah she'ina shmura, the bein adam l'chaveira dikehef, you're still over. That you're still over. So it comes out that by a lav, you have both halves of lifnei iver. Say the bein adam l'chaveira, say the bein adam l'chaveira. By mitzvah saseh, Atatai just says, like hapti, I mean lifnei iver. Yeah, you know why. Because There's a Be'al Machabera Dikehef, which is a problem. However, the Bein Olam L'Chaveiro Dikehef, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz quotes from B'Shem Reb Chaim Ma'ezer, B'Shem Da'chiezer, is only if you give something to someone where he can't see it. You give him a piece of matzah, he can't tell if it's Shmura or not, and you fool him into saying it's Shmura, you're right. But if you bring people into a sukkah, and they could see the nice sukkah, Alamata B'Dal Tvach, something they could see, they're not a Tsuma Lai Seidava. Let's say someone asks you for directions. You give him wrong directions. You have a lifnei'iver. If he knows directions and you give him wrong directions, there's no lifnei'iver. Lifnei'iver is, if you fool him, lifnei'iver, if he's a suma, he's a iver, lo yisei davar, then there's lifnei'iver ben Allah chaveir. In the case of the sukkah, where Nachman could see that there was no, not Nachman, Rav Chista, Rabbi Barafoda could see that the nice sukkah will amount to the Dal Tvachim. So if they decide to sit there, it's up to them. So Nachman doesn't do anything wrong by bringing them in. The only time it's a problem by Mitzvah Saseh is if he's a Iver, lo yisei davar. Like Matzah, you give him Matzah, Shein HaShemura, he thinks it's Matzah Shemura. So he can't tell, he can't look at Matzah and see if it's Shemura or not Shemura. When Shein came by the case in Sukkah, the Gemara in Sukkah said that Rav Nachman brought him into the sukkah. So the kasha is lifnei iver amitzah sukkah. So that kasha on the Gemara that's lifnei iver amitzah sukkah is answered because it's not lifnei iver. They're not even iverim. They come into a sukkah. They can see. They, I guess it's light enough to see.
But the fact that Rav Nachman brings them in.
What?
So they think
it could be. They think, but it's something that they could see. They could see themselves. See, there's no lifnei'iver on that. I understand. FOP came. Since it's something they could check, they could see. Lifnei'iver by Allah says, yes. If it's visible, if it's something you could see, like Ya'in for a Nazir, Lachin Amin. You're right, so you have to look at something. If you'll find the Shver Sugya, you'll have a Chayra. I mean, let's say Evan Menachai Ben Nayach. You can't see on Evan Menachai that it's Evan Menachai. So that wouldn't. Ya'in l'nazir, I guess you could see it's Ya'in. So I guess it would depend on the case. I'm only tricking him if he can't see. It's something he could see, so let him check himself.
The fact that he did check, the fact that he put the mask in
Well, the Torah only said, look, it's midas ra to do it, maybe. I guess Rav Nachman didn't have a good midah. But the kasha of lifnei iver, the avera of lifnei iver is lifnei iver. The Torah asks in front of an iver. He's not an iver. So then they said, that's not fine, isn't it? Well, Rav Nachman should have done it anyway, because it's not nice. All right. Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure that Rav Kashmir is really answering him to make him shtim with the Ritva, but he's making him shtim with the Gemara and Sukkah. The Kashmir, the Gemara and Sukkah, that's what they either, that Tysus has to shtim with, you right. With the Ritva, the Masha wants the Kashmir, it's Rav Atala, and the same Tara, it's not with the Ritva and the Brach. Nothing. But Lamaisa with the Gemara, at least, he's not Meshubbat to the Ritva, but at least he's Meshubbat to the Gemara, so that at least he's helping. Because there's an Isser, when you give Yayin Lanazir, there's an Isser, the Ben Olam Makim applies even if he's amazed. You know, like giving a Aver to someone who wants to do the Aver, he's still not like it. It is Lufnei Aver, what do you mean? If a Fry Yid wants to eat treifas and I give it to him, of course.
You don't want to go into this, but they could have gone somewhere else. And if they
go to the
so it's
a side question. It has nothing to do. I mean, I'm not sure. Because what happened on Chaver Malkin, the question is, Tosis holds, is it Lufnei Iver by Nasei? Atay, if you don't, even not machalik. Atay says there is lufnei v'bayis say. Why wasn't Rav Nachman concerned about it? But lufnei iver applies even when they're not iverim. The lufnei iver, the ben olam hamakom certainly applies. The whole teretz is only possible if you tell me that there is no ben olam hamakom by mitzvah hasei. Only ben olam chadei, right? So then you can make the difference. But if ben olam hamakom, you give yayin to a mumer, the nazir mumer, there's a lufnei iver. Okay, this is all in the Shari Chaim here. A few other Nakudas here in Taisvis. A few brief Nakudas. First of all, Taisvis first cash in Teretz. In Taima, Halei Gazra Pitan, Kedamina Perkad Rabalazel, Fishayim Avakim Binyan Beis Hamikdash, Binyan Ezra. In the time of Ezra, they stole the binyan beis hamikdash. Tani hasam kan amar of Elazar kol yachol pas kuti kilecho basa chazir. Tani neper kam lecholin gabi min pita pas kuti. Omer Rabbeinu Tam, listen to Rabbeinu Tam's teretz. It's a chiddush la halacha. Rabbeinu Tam's teretz. The mayri be isas Yisrael sheosa kuti matzah mimena. What does that mean? You have isa v'yid. So who made the lisha? Who did the lisha? The lisha was done by a yid, and the guy only baked it. That's all the guy did to the matzah now. He just baked it. He's the shiva, right? They call it the shiva. Right? You have, the kuti. You have from a yid doing the kneading of it, and the pouring of the water, and it's a isa. And now, the kuti is sticking the matzah into the oven. He's the one baking it. And Tosfos is, Dilma lo shama lo shei matzah. From this Taisvis, it seems clear that you need L'shem Matzah's mitzvah even on the afia, even on the baking. That you need L'shem, now, there shouldn't be chametz that Yizichah need, but the L'shma, that you need L'shma on the baking, that the Beis Yosef says in Siman Tov Samach in Hilchos Chametz, that you, in Hilchos Matzah, that you don't need afia L'shma. And it seems from our Gemara that you do need a feel, from our Taisis at least, that you do need a feel, Lashma.
Maybe
the
Yisrael
That would be a good teretz. It's the lashon is a little shver though. Mayri be isas Yisrael she'asa kuti matzah mimena. I saw Rabbi Yaakov in Emesli Yaakov mentions this. He says what you're saying. Yes, yeah, he says this that you could say it, but he says the lashon is not mashma that way. That's his. No, the Shema has to be the one who does it, because we're talking now not about Shmira Mechametz, we're talking about the Din L'Shema that you have to have in order for it to become Matzah. It has to have a Din L'Shema. Alright, there's one other Nakuda Lagabi Matzah. Tomorrow we'll get back to Kuti. The Beis Lechem Yehuda here, he brings a kasha. Taisa says, in Taisa's Teretz, how can you trust the guy? It's Chashav Alifnei Yiver. Taisa's answer is, that this kuti himself is eating the same matzah from the same matzahs that were baked together, and heyais for himself he's doing it. It could be saimach that it's done lishma. The Taisus and Chulin adds a few more words. He says, and you have to wait really a whole night to see if the kuti eats more matzah. Because just because the kuti ate this matzah doesn't prove it's lishma. Maybe he's eating this matzah, And later he's going to get another kazayis of lishmama and he'll eat it later. So what? He's not in matzah. He is medagdik. He's saying now that we're going like to Tanakama. Matzah that a guy is medagdik in matzah. And since a guy is medagdik in matzah, therefore, since a guy is medagdik in matzah. Therefore, the So therefore, if he's eating it himself, you can rely on him that it's done properly. What?
It's a
bracha.
The bracha means
the guy makes a bracha.
Yeah,
that'd be a good raya. The guy makes keep saying guy. I mean kuti. Yeah. You'll tell you, you'll be right. Taisus there says you wait till the morning and you see. So you're right, it's next to bracha. A bracha is at the bottom. Maybe they're not the back of the bracha. Okay. Doesn't have to be a first kazayis. No, it has to be a kazayis during the night. It doesn't have to be a first kazayis. If what? Yeah, Pesach eat as much rice as you want. Just you have to have a kazayis. It's a hidden mitzvah to eat it when you're hungry, but it's, The kasha that he asks is that if so, this should be tali in the machlokes if yesh breira or ein breira. Generally, when something is mavur later retroactively, it's tali in breira. So this also should be tali in dine breira. Later, it'll be mavur lemafreya if it was or was not lishma. So why isn't this tali in breira? You follow what I'm saying? Let me just, for those of you who don't know what Breira is, okay, Breira, the Gemara says there are a number of cases of Breira. One example, Breira, if I put out an Erev Tchumen, and I say, if this happens tomorrow, I want the Erev Tchumen to be Chal in this direction. I put Erev Tchumen that way. If this happens, I want to go in that direction. I'm not sure which direction I want to go. So I make an Erev Tchumen Erev Shabbos, and I say, tomorrow, it should be Chal in Mafreya, Erev Tchumen has to be Chal Erev Shabbos, when Shabbos begins. So I'll put two Erev in. I say, if this happens, I'll go there. If this happens, I'll go there. That's a problem. If you hold Yesh Ein Breira, that things can't happen retroactively. So then that's not Chal. So, what? Same thing. All right, the Glatata, he brings really two pshatim. But the simpler teretz is what? How to apply here? Because you don't know till the end of the night. Because it says that you have to wash the kuti. Taisam Chulin says you have to wash the kuti a whole night. If by the morning you didn't eat anything, you know it was made lishma. If not, nah. So you don't know if you ate to the mitzvah. When you eat it, you don't know if you're being yaitz to the mitzvah. Later it'll be mavur lemafreya if you were yaitz. Right. So l'chayra, that's the pashta teretz. The only time we say yesh breira, ein breira is if something will happen later that will make it good. If I just didn't know, so that's not a chesaron in breira. That's something I have to find out. So that's the very glatta teretz. Mstam, what the Makshin meant to ask was in the din of mitzvah sviches kavana, you are mechavin to be yaitzi a day matzah, it should be chesaron in your kavana. I'm having kavana on a tzad sofik. Mitzvah sviches kavana, so l'chayah being mechavin only on a tzad sofik. But that's also not Tali in Breira. He brings the Baruch Ber here in Gittin, Siman Yud. He says, and we'll explain it, it's late now, but we'll get to it yet. It has to do with the Lishma. He says, anything that's Tali Mitzvah Sichas Kavana is not subject to the rules of Breira. You could do a mitzvah with a Tanai. We all know, if you say Shema early, so you make a Tanai. If I say again before this man, this should be Kareli Ukare V'Tayra. If not, so you could do a mitzvah with Tanai. So same thing here, you're eating it, it's not really Tali and Breira. Right now it's either Lishma or not Lishma, it won't be Hover Leila Lema Freya. And the Mela, the whole this whole issue is really the issue.